rearrange the topology. It seems to be giving me a segmentation fault when it goes to define the SSD disk.
Mm.
It's like the minute I put a hard drive next to the SSD, it can no longer locate where.
Did you run it in KDG to find out where the sec fault is happening?
Yeah, it's happening inside a SSD function, and the SSD function is meant to locate the path from the driver to where that the SSD is inside the topology, and it can't find it. It keeps looking at the depth zero when the SSD is around depth one.
So does it mean that we will have to change the code so it looks in the right place?
Probably. But I've been trying to work around it by rearranging the topology.
So it put SSD in dev 0 and put the disk in dev 1?
Yeah, I tried that, and I tried reversing the order. And so far, I keep getting segmentation faults.
But disk is supposed to be able to handle more than one disk, right?
It does.
That's what they claim.
It does handle more than one disk. If I put two hard drives, it works perfectly. I haven't tried putting two SSDs, but I'm sure if I put two SSDs together, it'll work perfectly too. I originally thought, as I was explaining to Lewis, that I originally thought it was a controller problem. Perhaps the controller for the hard drive is not compatible with the controller for SSDs. But I'm not sure about that because
could we do something like have two instances of controllers to say I have two controllers and one attached to the disk and the other one attached to the SSD?
I tried.
You tried that as well?
I spent 1 hour trying different
ways of getting segmentation faults.
Yeah. I've been trying the different arrangement of the other topology. And same segmentation fault.
So something is incompatible between this and the segmentation. That's a tough one.
Now, I've been looking for documents about the SSD and the implementation. I haven't found any. The only thing they have is a little readme file.
There's no documentation about this.
Yeah.
The only documentation is probably that one, the code itself, and the paper they did.
Yeah, but there's not much information about the simulator in the paper.
But you know, you can have some idea of what they are talking about in the code.
Probably, but this paper is too high level. It doesn't go into the details of the simulator. And the other thing which I assume is that they just did enough so that they could get the simulator to work.
To work with
the simulator standalone, right?
Yeah.
Have that and stopped at that. They didn't realize, well, how do I make it compatible with the rest of the system and so on.
Probably the
I also saw that in the DFTL paper, that they have they did their own simulation.
Yeah,
simulator.
Well, the reason for that is that probably they started building the simulator even before the simulator was available for me.
Right. One thing I was thinking is probably we can ask them for the code. There are two problems. So the first one is that probably we will have the same problems as these guys or worse.
With disk, and now we have disk sim running disk simulator and this other guy, DFTL guy simulator running SSD simulation. How do we make them talk to each other?
And the other thing is that they did it for disk sim 3 and we're using disk sim 4.
Oh, they are doing it for disk sim 3?
Which is quite often, I guess.
They made quite a few changes between disk sim
3 and 4. So any ideas for possible next steps to try out?
So far, I think I'll try the different permutations of arrangement some more, and if it's not working, if worse comes to worse, even though I don't think it will work, what I will try to do is try to instantiate a second interface
Second controller, you mean?
An entire second interface.
Which is a totally different disk.
Exactly. It's like running two disks in parallel. Uh-huh. I'm wondering if that's even possible, since I've never tried.
No, but if you can instantiate one interface, you should be able to instantiate another interface, right? I mean, it's not a global variable. This interface is not a global...
I'm wondering if it relies on some... Because it's complicated.
I mean, if it relies on some
global variable that assumes that there is a single interface...
But do you have to allocate any memory for this? Like, any structure?
No, it does it internally. You just call the interface and it... make all the allocation.
Right. So you don't have to allocate anything?
No.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So basically, you simply call the other interface and it either comes or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's give that a shot. And
yeah.
The one solution I can think of, this is very in the worst case ever.
Okay.
Is that you have two processes, right, instead of one,
mm-hmm.
and communicate through pipes the results, right?
Okay. So two.
So now you have two different one with this, one with SSD, and you can run them independently. So
yeah, that's where I was. Ending as well. If you remember at the beginning, I thought that that's how it was going to run because of the one call per interface.
Right.
Thing. And yeah, it turns out that that's the way to run it, one call per interface. There is no hard limit to it, but that's the limit. I guess it's a paper limit. It's an understanding limit. If you run more than one call at a time, you'll run into an error. And the ST check thing, that's what that was about.
So you can already issue more than one IO request?
Exactly. Because the scheduling functions I told you about, I finally figured out what they were for.
Okay.
They are, I could say, a link to the scheduler because they send out to you the next time another event is happening.
Okay.
So, when you make a call to in request arrive, it calls the scheduling function, and it gives it the time of the next event. And that, what I do is, use that time to make the next call of internal.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to define the callback function as well, handler for the callback?
Yeah.
Which will inform you that the previous request has completed,
mm-hmm.
and then you issue the next one. Is that how
it's it informs you that this is the time for the next internal event, and you called the next internal event with that mm-hmm. time.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
How it
works. So now you are the warehouse of knowledge in our group about the distim code. So I mean, I'm coming to a more serious point, which is that we need you to document your knowledge. And so which
fine.
Means that two things. One is the code itself, is that, you know, be as verbose in your documentation of your code as you can,
okay.
Especially the changes that you made into this, which is basically all the changes, I guess.
Yeah.
And you're probably already documenting it, but just to reiterate that it's, if you ever find yourself thinking that I'm writing too much documentation, pat yourself on the back and write more. And the other thing is, you know, put together some sort of, you know, with this sort of information, maybe its place is not inside a comment for a code, but elsewhere, maybe in some sort of a README document where, you know, you can, as you learn things about DISSIM, and you applied that knowledge in your code, that knowledge and the transformation how you used it should be also be documented somewhere, either in the code directly or in a separate document.
I'll make a little README document about how to interface with DISSIM from outside the external interface.
Yeah.
You can also do it in the wiki.
In the wiki page with the HST project?
Yes, or in the resources. probably, because it's not related to the HSC but more to.
But it's a common thing, yeah. Why don't you hook him up with how to do that?
Yeah.
If you can show him how to access the wiki. Does he have access?
I don't know.
How are you accessing our audio there? I mean, you're not accessing the audio.
I did not get the audio, but by the wiki page, I'm assuming you mean the website where we're going to get the papers.
No,
that's the paper. Yeah, that's one of the pages in the wiki. But there we have a. Let me show you.
Okay. Yeah, but the wiki is a whole documentation.
Yeah, so I haven't
had access to
that. So if you go to DSRL Wiki, right, there are a whole bunch of information. You're probably looking at this page.
Yeah, that's
which is what I've looked at. But there is also this other DSRL internal page.
Which requires login
and so on. And so you go under non-public projects, and then one of those is HSD, which is where I've been posting our meeting, MP3s. So I was wondering about that last time you sent me an email, I thought it was an attachment, I thought you FTP'd an attachment.
No, okay.
And then we have, of course, this is sort of outdated. I think this needs to go away.
Yeah,
right? But there's also the link to the paper, but in this same page you can, not in this page, maybe in a different page, which is common
resources. Research.
If you go to resources, we have some.
Oh, in this case, are tracing, but.
Yeah, we should probably have sublinks here, and one of those should be things like that, right? Traces and some other information. There's also other.
In the Linux documentation, probably that one. Anyway, so we're in the wiki.
Okay. Yeah,
DSRL.cs.
Notify you. Click on the DSRL internal page to get to the HSD project.
Okay. And since I.
Why don't you figure out where to put it?
Yeah.
I'll work on that a bit. But so far, this is where we are.
Okay.
I'm trying the different
changes permutations
to the parameter files to see if it'll accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It could as well be from what I'm reading so far, since the thing is absolutely no documentation, so I'm going by the comments, is that they're using PCI Express to interface with the HSD, which is why originally I was thinking that it might not be compatible with the simple hard drives, and the controller is PCI Express. So just right now, I tried having two controllers under the same driver, and it didn't work. I thought maybe perhaps we'll.
You're going to have two different drivers. That shouldn't be a problem.
I haven't tried that yet.
I mean, my guess is that you would have a different driver for PCI Express versus PCI, right? PCI. And I'm not sure if for the disk simulator, they are simulating PCI Express.
I guess the parameters they have is
for the HSD, that's what they seem to be suggesting.
For the SSD?
Yeah, for the SSD.
What about the disk?
The disk, they haven't said anything about it, because the disk originally was the disk sim. Part, and they seem to not comment about if it's PCI Express, PCI, or anything else. It's simply the controller. But for the SSD, they seem to make it very expressive that this is using PCI Express, so I'm guessing that the controller is slightly different. And I looked at the parameters.
If the controller is different, then the driver is going to be different too. Because my guess would be that you cannot use the same driver for two different hardware.
Well, that's definitely something to look forward to. I'll try the two different drivers. Yeah, that's probably why it can find it.
Yeah. So probably if you try that, you will have two stacks, right? Two separate stacks.
Yeah, that would explain the
hopefully.
Yeah. Or else we'll
because you've eliminated most of the other possibilities anyway.
Yeah, because I've flipped things around all over the places.
Okay, that's good. I think we are making good progress. You know, slow but steady, and but important progress.
Yeah.
So good, and so we should meet again next week, I think. By that time, we will hopefully make some more progress. Eventually, get to a state where we can actually start running some real experiments, even with just a dummy like a random redirector. Even with that, I mean, if we can play out some traces with both disk and SSD, I think we are in pretty good shape, right? And then it's just a matter of, well, how fancy we want to make this optimizing module.
Yeah.
And what kind of creative ideas. Well, that's probably where the real research begins.
Yeah. So far, we're just building up that.
We're just doing the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
But this is important. If we cannot do this, then we cannot really test our ideas. And then that's another bigger problem. So, all right. Good.
What time are we meeting next?
But we should probably go back to our original default time, which is what? What is our default time?
Well,
I thought it was on Thursday.
Monday.
Yeah. I thought it was on Wednesday.
What is our default time? It used to be after the paper club or before
the
paper club?
Yeah, right after the paper club on Monday.
That's
around 4.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We start the paper club what time?
3 to 4 is the paper club.
Okay.
So right after paper club, maybe 4:15, something like that. Yeah?
Okay.
All right, we should have paper club again because we started being lazy with that. Let's get that started again.
Presenting DFTL.
DFTL, yeah, that's a great idea because I'm very, very interested in that paper. That forced me to read the paper.
Very good paper.
Very carefully, yeah.
Yeah, I read almost all the paper. The details and experiments.
Guy who did the professor at Penn State, he was with me in my undergrad. I don't know if I told you.
Mm-hmm.
We did our undergrad together in the same university.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. No wonder you're so strong, you said in the paper.
I am, because I want to find out what he's doing. And moreover, he's stepping on my toes. He's doing the kind of things that I'm interested in. So at some point, maybe I should say, well, let's work together instead of competing against each other.
Yeah, I think that's one idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the paper is quite good. The idea is very good. Have some details.
So let's read that.
Yeah,
that would be useful for our other project as well.
Absolutely.
So, do you want to send an email to everyone about DFTL for
next week?
Next week.
All right. I'll go try to. I think I'll go eat for the project. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Louis, let's talk for a couple of minutes.
Sure.
So, nice work last year about your
thank you.
Evaluation. You did pretty well. So I think the key is that this year you probably should have a couple of papers as first author.
Yeah.
One which is the flash profiling thing. The other one could be this the next flash
right.
memory project
yeah.
that we are working on.
Yeah.
So
we can work on this idea I had last time. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know exactly how to
which one is
that? The saying that to save power, use the SSD. I mean, replace some memory with the SSD.
Yeah, hybrid memory. Yeah.
Right.
Hybrid memory.
I read the paper you sent. It's a little bit related, not exactly, but,
But it certainly seems like an interesting direction to explore. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how can we make it truly transparent is the real question. I mean, can
right.
we make this SSD plus DRAM appear as if it's just DRAM for
right.
most of the time?
Right.
For majority of the cases.
Yeah. I mean, you mean not to degrade the performance of
below a certain threshold.
Right.
So that would be the real challenge.
Yeah, by the way, do you see the power numbers that I sent?
Did you send very recently?
Yeah.
I may have not seen it.
I
respond to that already.
Yeah, for what they're coming?
I respond to that already, right? I mean, this was something you said.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I haven't checked your email. Ben. Yeah, the other thing is that I did exactly the same experiment for the SSD, and it turns out that...
You mean add more than one SSD?
No. I mean doing very intensive file work.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that doing 4K requests, random requests, either writing or reading, it just adds one watt more.
Mm. In the worst case.
In all the cases.
Mm.
So, what
is the resolution of the wattmeter?
Yeah, 1 watt.
You cannot get. What about the other ones that we are buying right now? Do they have?
I think they have same generality, but I suspect that probably if we do in the computer, the numbers we get are
maybe more
finer
because of the display. You don't get
exactly. That's what I think, but I'm not sure.
Maybe they will have that information online.
So one question I went to, well, you have 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know that I try to do the RMAP experiment, the RMAP project. I try to connect 8 disks to the same machine, which is a lot.
With two controllers. Yeah.
Right. So the thing is that for some reason, the kernel didn't boot. So it just stuck. I mean, it started booting, and at some point just
Could it be because of master-slave? I mean, the kernel doesn't know which controller is the primary and which one is the secondary, and to identify which is the primary disk to boot from.
No, it boots. I mean, the kernel starts booting, so I guess it reads the kernel, well, from disk to memory, right?
Well, some part of it is not really the kernel, right? I mean, you could have a portion of the booting process that's directly running out of the EEPROM, right? And then you load the kernel. So you're saying the kernel does get loaded?
Yeah.
And at what point does it freeze then?
Yeah. Do you know when it's starting to
recognize the devices?
Yeah. Actually, I don't remember if it's recognizing the devices. But I know it's the kernel because it says if you want to disable this, something called EDD. I'm not sure where is that.
EDD.
Yeah. If you want to disable EDD, you should write EDD off in the kernel parameters.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm assuming that in that case the kernels are very loaded, right? Giving some information about the kernel. So.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point it just freezes.
Mm-hmm. So did you try with EDD off?
Yes.
And then it freezes again?
Yeah. So it's the same problem. I mean, it's not EDD.
Well, you should put EDD on.
No, because EDD is on by default. It's on by default. So.
No, I'm saying that when it's on by default, say maybe you should boot it with EDD off. Then you boot it with EDD off. Now it says, well, you should have EDD on. It's like,
no. No, that's not what's happened. So what I was suspecting is that because it's too many deals, right? Mm-hmm. So. I was thinking that probably some bus contention problem.
Or IRQ, maybe.
Or IRQ, probably. Yeah, enough.
Yeah. The thing is that
with 4 disks, it boots perfectly fine.
Mm.
And I add 4 more, that doesn't
work. What about if you add 1 more or 2 more? 5?
I didn't try that.
Yeah.
I didn't try that. That could be also that the controller is broken, but I don't think so.
Mm. You could interchange the controllers for the primary and secondary.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, keep me posted on what the findings are.
So,
all right.
Okay, so, I'm working on the two submission.
Yes, good. And are we meeting tomorrow for the SSD project?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out a day to meet. I think we will meet tomorrow.
Okay.
So
send out an email.
I will send an email. Yeah. Today I will